Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to
The Table,
a podcast where we are thankful for our listeners.
We are so thankful.
We are, wow.
For each and every one of you.
Thank you.
And can I just say, Tyler, like, especially you, listener.
Yeah.
Especially
you. Wow, you look great today.
We're talking. Yeah, we are talking to you. Don't be looking.
Why are you looking around?
Why are you looking around? Like, please keep your eyes on the road.
Yes. Right.
My goodness.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
We're your friends.
That's true.
Hey,
brother.
Hi.
How's your day been?
It's been good. It's been really good. I've been doing a lot of chores, and so it went quickly.
Yeah.
I've been busy, you know?
Yeah.
So, and they were also
chores.
Yeah, they were spread out to a point where it's like the relaxation points between them were very short.
Oh.
So it's like
much just like adulthood in general.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But that's all right.
Not having a swell time, just doing chores and wearing a dope hoodie.
Thank you, brother.
Not available at thattablepod.com/store, but
correct.
Still.
I couldn't tell you where because friend of our host Cody, Sasa got this for me.
Friend of our host Cody.
Wife
slash best friend slash reason for living on this physical earth. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Happy early Thanksgiving, everybody.
Wow.
I hope everyone
gobble.
Yeah. I hope everyone has a fantastic Thanksgiving that's coming later in the week or that you had a great Thanksgiving, depending on when you're listening to this.
Remember, gluttony is a sin.
It is. And and also,
it's mostly a reminder for myself.
Well, and me as well, because it's kind of a... Well, and turkey makes you sleepy. You can't eat too much of it.
Exactly. Then you're running into sloth.
Yeah. So we want to avoid that as much as possible, which shouldn't be a problem for you and I.
Right. No,
so
absolutely.
We're going to be good. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving today. We're going to talk about, is Thanksgiving an underrated holiday?
You know what, Cody? We will get into that, but before that...
What would you do?
Yeah. This week on What Would You Do, Cody, from thattablepod.com.
Yes.
I have a question for you. I'm going to present a scenario, and you're going to tell me what you would do.
I might not. I might just do whatever I want.
Well, excellent. That's what I want to know. That's what the listeners want to know.
Well, that would be terrible content, so I'm just going to actually answer the question, which is, what would I do?
Okay. Yeah. Well, Cody, I'm going to give what... So, it's weird. The what would you do for this week is a combination of kind of like a couple different things. Anyway, you're going to make one of these options that I give you adult-sized.
Ooh.
So, I'm going to give you... three different things, and you're going to tell me which one that you would want to be like made for adults.
Okay, I'm excited because this means that it's currently not.
Exactly.
Which is very interesting to me.
Pudding cups?
That.
Hold on.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Capri Suns.
Ooh.
Last one. Slides. And I mean accessible to adults. Like, we don't have to climb up little stairs made for children. And they support us. And we have a great time. And it's long enough for us to enjoy.
Weight is no issue.
Exactly.
Slides.
Really?
Bro, recently, I was somewhere that had a slide that was... I could have went down it. You were there. You went to the same festival thing that I went to.
At the
farm.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it. But it wasn't for adults,
right?
You know what I'm saying? It was like, you could do it, but you know, Robbie did it, but he has a baby, and so he took the baby down the slide multiple times.
So it was acceptable.
There's me just alone.
Right.
Like, I mean,
the armor of God is heavy.
It is.
So, you know.
But so is my massive body. So it's like that plus the armor of God plus just the weight of the judgment that I already felt looming.
And the weight of
me.
The responsibilities of this earthly plane.
Well, I was like, you know, and I even brought it up to Sarah to kind of test the waters. I was like,
oh, wouldn't it be funny if I...
I was like, I should definitely go down the slide. And she was like, you should. And then I had a choice to make. Like, am I going to like... Because I already got the stamp of approval from Sarah.
Yeah.
So it's like, am I going to go to this level?
You should have done it, man.
I should have.
I went to a
fall
festival where they had a slide, and it did not look like it was suitable for adults. It did not look like the tube that it goes through was all. It was like it didn't look like my body would fit through the tube.
Well, that's another thing. Tubes.
Exactly.
I don't like that at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Like you're enclosed and stuff. But I saw several adults go down it, and I'm like, good on you.
Yeah, good on you.
I can't. Must be nice. Like, I'll get stuck, and they'll have to like get a fire department out there.
I'm just over here. I'm over here like standing off to the side with like music playing in my head.
I'm recording for posterity's sake.
Just by myself. Just not enjoying, not having a good time.
So okay, well then between pudding and Capri Sun.
I'm gonna say pudding, and here's why. I feel like part of the magic of Capri Sun is that there is so little of it.
You think that if there's too much, that it would be like just regular fruit?
It'd be like like lemonade.
Yeah,
you know, you could just make. Not saying that Capri Sun is lemonade, but it'd be with the same idea.
I agree with that.
I'm a little bit, and
I want a large pudding cup. I want a bowl of pudding.
Same. Tell me how you feel about this. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the fact that Capri Sun is clear. How do you feel about that? Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't.
So like strawberry kiwi.
A lot of that stuff is additives to make it more appealing, but this Capri Sun is in a pack.
I understand.
So it's like it doesn't matter what color it is.
I know, but it's just like I got the packet, or excuse me, the pouch.
Because you're associating flavor with color.
Yes.
That's an additive.
I know. And it's almost,
Coke is pretty much clear. You know that, right?
Yeah, but they add the brown. Makes it Coke.
Brown, my favorite flavor.
if you take away the brown, now you have like a science experiment. Right. Now you have a Sprite. Add a Capri Sun and take away the brown, now you have Sprite. Look at us making it. Well, as we're scientists, we do
this. Certified.
Yeah, we are. No, we're not. Pudding.
Pudding
and I hope
and slides.
Pudding and slides.
I agree with that.
That'd be a great podcast name.
That'd be a great band name.
Yeah, it would.
We are Pudding and Slides.
Welcome back to Pudding and Slides. Has nothing to do with pudding or slides. It's just searchable on Apple Podcasts and you get one result.
Oh, Lord. Maybe we should rebrand.
Yeah.
I'm Pudding. He slides. Welcome back to Pudding and Slides.
I didn't mean that like we would be Pudding and Slides. This like the show. It's like, what's your podcast name? Oh, we have a podcast called Pudding and Slides. What do you talk about? History.
Right. Current events.
Two words, my friend. Search engine.
Right, exactly.
Search results.
Jeez Louise.
Speaking of pudding.
It is the second most wonderful time of the year.
Well, you say that. I mean, why?
Well, Let's get into that. Thanksgiving. Is it an overlooked holiday? What is your first reaction on that?
Yes.
I agree.
I feel that it is overlooked.
Do you feel like that is a good or a bad thing? Or do you have a thought on that in general?
So here's my thing. The question is Thanksgiving like overrated, overlooked, underrated, et cetera? I do think it's a bad thing. I haven't verbally processed why.
Yeah.
I have some thoughts that I've written down, but as we've established, I should do.
Right.
Because
I'm
a very forgetful person.
Well, do you find yourself looking forward to Thanksgiving?
I do, man. And here's the thing. Even going all the way back to being a kid, I've always looked forward to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now, the thing about that, to me, that says something.
Right.
Because Thanksgiving, typically, well, in my house growing up, you didn't receive gifts.
Right.
So you're not looking forward to it for the gifts.
I don't know of anybody that receives gifts on Thanksgiving. Is that a thing?
Someone.
Really?
Tyler,
someone
is looking forward to
their... I remember when parents used to give their kids gifts for Valentine's Day, except for mine, and I'd be like, you guys are getting gifts for this?
I want someone to go onto Instagram and look up hashtag Thanksgiving shopping and just see what the results are, because I haven't done that, but
like
there's got to be results.
Thanksgiving shopping. It's called Black Friday.
Well,
we'll get into that here in a minute, too.
I have notes and thoughts about that.
Same.
But like as a kid, I always looked forward to it, and looking back in preparation for this episode, I was like, why was I so excited about Thanksgiving?
Let's process that. Why are you so, why were slash are you excited for Thanksgiving?
One word.
Okay.
Family.
Nice.
Like to me,
nice.
Thanksgiving is more so, I'm not going to sit here on the table podcast and act like that it's not about the food, like
right.
to a degree.
Well, see, and I had posted on my story recently and I was like, what is some of your favorite things about Thanksgiving? And 99.999% said food.
Well, and there's validity in that.
Yes.
We're not going to sit here and act like that that's not something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
But going back to to like even whenever I was a kid, mm-hmm. I always looked forward to seeing family because you get to see family, hopefully, that you haven't seen in a long time for whatever reason. Because sometimes even people that live like far away, they'll come into town. Everyone always, to growing up, it was our house. It was Mama's house that everyone got together and came to. So I, didn't have to leave the benefits of my home.
If excellent.
If I got tired of all the other kids, I could just go in my room and shut the door.
Right, right.
But it was just something that I always looked forward to every year. And now as an adult, like now I've been married for 6 years, like there's the potential of like, you know, eventually we are going to have tradition. And we've kind of done some of those things throughout the past few years. It's just, I don't know, when I think of Thanksgiving, I think of, wow, I'm so thankful for my family. I can't wait to see everyone.
Do you think that with Christmas being just about 30 days away, do you think that, let me rephrase that. Christmas is about 30 days away, and a lot of people who do see their family at Thanksgiving also see a lot of their family at Christmas. Do you think that would be a reason why people do kind of overlook Thanksgiving because it is so close to Christmas?
I think that maybe even some people overlook it because let's not get together on Thanksgiving. Let's just wait till Christmas.
Now, there's also the other spectrum of that where, okay, we all got together on Thanksgiving. Christmas is going to be more the immediate family, like a more intimate kind of thing. So I personally don't know. I haven't had a family thing in a while, like a big family thing which is why I am curious about this because it's not the and I acknowledge that the excuse to get together with all of your family is a good one. And of course, if you're able to do that more, great. But, you know, life is so busy and things of that nature. I understand why people don't do that. But like, for the people that don't like get together on Thanksgiving and stuff like that, I feel like I understand why it's kind of like, you know.
Well, and you know, like everyone's family is different.
Right.
It's easy when you're a kid to feel like, oh, well, everyone clearly does this for Thanksgiving.
Right.
But some people spend Thanksgiving alone, which breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Like the thought of someone being alone on Thanksgiving, or if you go some restaurants, few, but some places are like open for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And you, if you happen to go to one or pass by one, you like see someone sitting by themselves. It's like, I just want to be with all the lonely people.
I know. I was about to say, if you're in the surrounding area, let us know.
Like, we're so blessed to actually have family to, like, my predicament.
Not if you're in the surrounding area.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
I mean, if you're in the surrounding area and you have no one to be with for the holidays, let us know. not just let us know if you're
near.
If you're near, let us know. Because we're going to find you.
Well, we already know where they are.
Right.
Because we're with them
right
now.
Talking about you, listening.
Yeah, talking about you. Oh, that's weird. So our issue, I'll speak for myself only, and you can either agree or disagree.
Okay.
My issue as an individual, and you know, me and Sarah, our family, is we've got like quote unquote too much family. Like we can't see everyone because everyone lives like super far away. Not far away, but everyone's scattered.
Right.
Not everyone lives in, like, there was a time in my life where everyone in my family lived in or around Loosetail.
Right.
Well, now you got people in like Ocean Springs, you got Louisiana, you got Rocky Creek, you got Loosetail. Mm-hmm. You can't see everyone.
Right.
So to me, that has become more of the issue. It's like, I'm sad because I'm not going to get to see everyone. Mm-hmm. So Christmas is almost like
Thanksgiving part two, kind of
ish.
Yeah. As far as the meeting with family.
As far as seeing family, yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. There may be
some that I get to see on Christmas that I didn't get to see on Thanksgiving or vice versa.
I've been thinking about that lately myself is because there are more people that I'm going to see this year.
Yeah.
And I find myself trying to juggle between four groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, when do I need to see these people? When do I need to see these people? And so on and so forth. Because there's only so many meals in a day.
Well, Tyler, more importantly, there's only one you. And when you're as popular as we are.
Right.
And as desirable to be around as we are.
Exactly.
You feel that pressure.
Right.
Of like, well, I really need to grace them. I need to grace them. Yeah. I'm totally joking, by the way.
No. Well, but I think that I'm going to split it up accordingly and be like, look, I'll spend this holiday with you guys, this holiday with you guys.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
So
I have something written down here that I am curious to see what you say.
Okay.
But it was just something that, like, I was thinking, like, why do I feel that Thanksgiving is overlooked?
Okay.
it is my opinion that Thanksgiving is ultimately largely overshadowed by two things.
Okay.
And that is Black Friday and Christmas.
I agree with that.
So it seems like to me that Thanksgiving gets overlooked because most people are looking forward to Christmas, which in my opinion and based on experience as a human,
yeah,
let's be honest, most people do look forward to Christmas because there are gifts involved.
Right, the commercialized part.
The commercialized part of it. You're going to finally get what you, you know, haven't been able to get all year long. Someone's probably going to get it for you, or you at least get to ask. Or there's that element to it. Same thing for Black Friday.
Right, because it's usually Black Friday is usually shopping for Christmas gifts.
Exactly, and it's also ironically the day after Thanksgiving.
Right,
I'm not even going to go into that because it just makes me upset.
Well, but I do. Before we get too far from Black Friday, I am going to say that it dates back from the 1960s and was originally used with reference to congestion created by shoppers. It was later explained as a day when retailers' accounts went from being in the red to in the black.
Yeah.
So because we spend so much money on that day. I just wanted to put that little fact in there for you.
Because information is helpful.
Information is helpful. Wise man once said that.
Yeah, he did. It is my opinion that as a general rule, most people don't really look forward to Thanksgiving as much as like Christmas or Black Friday. You don't hear many people being like, yo, Thanksgiving is my jam. I love Thanksgiving.
Well, and when you do, it's usually associated with food.
With food. It's not really about like
the family
actually
aspect,
or family, or even actually taking the time to be thankful.
Exactly.
Which,
of course, we should be thankful year-round.
For sure.
Every day.
For sure. And some people would even say, well, I am, and that's why Thanksgiving's not really a big deal.
But it's really, really nice to take that specific thing, that specific event and time, and to just really, really ponder on the things that you are thankful for. You know,
I agree.
Like, of course, we should strive to do that and thank our Christ every day. You know, because he's done so much for us. I just cannot.
Ain't he been good?
Tell it all. Hey, but you should definitely try to tell it all on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. I did some digging on Twitter and just like just the interwebs as we do for research and stuff. And I wanted to see like what do people just all over the world say about like Thanksgiving. And what I found was a lot of people make mention of, wow, like, can't wait to go to my Aunt Tyler's house and see my awkward family members. I can't wait to, once again, be asked when I'm getting married.
Here's the thing about that. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, every family, they always have that person that they're just going, like, this is not super great. Like, I'm not going to ask you to go to coffee tomorrow kind of thing. But you have that family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that the people that are like that, which I agree that is most of our society, is especially the younger generation, that they're kind of dreading usually the members of the family they're dreading are like older members of the family that are from a different generation and different.
And the ones that don't see you all the time. Right. So they're going to ask those questions
it makes you feel shameful.
Are you still working at XYZ? Yeah. No,
are you still single?
I haven't worked there in 5 years.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Like,
I mean,
but the fact that you have those family members that do that like at all, it to me is something to be thankful for.
I agree 100%.
Like you're missing the point.
Yeah.
Like, be thankful you have a family you can get together with, you know?
But see, that's the thing is like, so many people, in my opinion, 100% are looking at it through the wrong lens. Because, like, I agree with you. It's like, man, be thankful for your family. Be thankful that you have people. So many people are alone on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah. And it's like, it's never fun to be alone. But to be alone on the holidays, man, that's like a whole nother.
It's rough.
Especially,
like, getting on social media and seeing all the families that are together. And it's like, it reminds you of the family that you don't have. Or
exactly.
The traditions that you don't, or even used to have.
Yeah, you used to have family.
And it's just like a rough reminder.
Yeah.
So I understand, and I was actually going to ask if you think that Thanksgiving should be moved maybe a little earlier in the fall, like September or something like that, because that's like the next major holiday. It's like 4th of July, then the next big, big holiday besides any smaller holiday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like it should be moved forward a little bit, but I also understand for people who do have rough times during the holiday season that if it's just back to back like that, then it'll be over with and you have 10 more months of like freedom.
That's true, but I do feel in my opinion, Christmas and Thanksgiving are too close together.
I agree. I understand why somebody would want them close together.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is like, everyone has their different things of like, well, I like that they're this close together because of this, that you can have the same amount of people
as being far as
like,
us,
I don't like it.
I agree that they should be moved like a little further apart because I feel like that way you can focus more on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then enjoy more of Christmas because they get ready for Christmas so soon. And as we were discussing earlier, that's kind of why Thanksgiving gets overlooked. Mm. Now, I'm here to defend us Christmas lovers.
Do you want to? Or
I do.
You do want to do this?
I do.
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
Because you're part of the problem. You are part of the problem.
I love Christmas so much. I love Thanksgiving. I love getting together with family. I love the chance. Like, I remember specifically a couple of times for the past Thanksgiving, be like, okay, let's everybody say something we're thankful for, like, you know, being ha-ha, but like genuinely, you know? But like, I am 100% content with starting Christmas music November 1st, decorating November 1st, jamming out to Christmas music, Oh Holy Night, Away in a Manger, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, I'm there. But the week of Thanksgiving or like the day up to like the day before Thanksgiving, I'll take it chill. But I 100% enjoy Thanksgiving too. I'll usually wear like an orange or a brown and like have a good time, participate in the Thanksgiving feast, be thankful. But the Friday after, it's back to business.
So what you're describing in the daily life that we live in, what you're describing is something called like a speed bump.
No.
Like, what you're describing is essentially a speed bump. It's like you're already ready for Christmas, November 1st.
No.
And then it's like, I kind of have to slow down for this
week of Thanksgiving. No. I enjoy the nice respite because here's the thing. If I wait till after Thanksgiving to start Christmas celebrations, there's no time.
There is time.
There's less than 30 days.
How many days do you need?
60. That's why I started November.
No, see, and this is the thing. This is nonsense. So here's the thing. It's not that I'm like anti-Christmas.
Right. You just think that they have a designated time
for celebration. I guess what it comes back to is our conversation. It is the fact that I do feel like Thanksgiving is overlooked.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's underrated.
I understand
and
that.
And I think that part of that is it comes time for November and everyone is all ready. Put it this way, the stuff that I don't like about Christmas time, the commercialism, the Christmas songs that do not glorify our Christ, all these other things, it's already starting November. It's like, you can't even let like Thanksgiving come first and then put me through all this. Like, no, like let me have my time of like trying to be thankful instead of being angry that you're doing all these things too prematurely.
Cody, I have a question for you.
No.
I need you to give me your top five favorite Thanksgiving Day songs.
The turkey song.
Okay.
Wait, no, I can't because I don't like that song.
Stop it. Stop it.
The point you're trying to make is one that I have.
Okay.
That's a problem. There are no like Thanksgiving songs.
Bro, let's write a Thanksgiving song. Now,
I can't write it.
Who can? Kristen Hicks did. She did that and she put that on YouTube.
She's Kristen Hicks. I'm just Cody.
Oh, you do know it's being sent to you this year, right?
That's fine.
Okay.
It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without it.
Kristen, we love you.
I'm maintaining eye contact. I'm not looking away.
I love that song. Okay.
Wouldn't be Thanksgiving without it.
I will say, you know, the songs that are thanking our Christ.
Yeah.
Like, I do intentionally go and listen to those.
Rightfully so. But there's no...
But I listen to those year round.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, there's very few... Like Matthew West does have like the turkey song, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I think it's Matthew West. It is Matthew West because now I can see like the music video in my head.
I remember that music video.
Yeah, where he's literally dressed up like a turkey.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did that.
Again.
That's online.
But it's just like...
We can do a Thanksgiving. I will write a thing. I will make it my mission to write a Thanksgiving song.
The thing is, like, Christmas songs are well established, well loved by all.
And there's so many.
There's so many of them.
And if you limit the enjoyment of that to 30 days, there's not enough hours in the day.
That's not true. Because there's so... Okay.
Do you, Hi, I'm Tyler. It appears we haven't met before.
Yeah. I know who I'm talking to.
Co-host of The Table. Yeah, I know who Tyler from thatablepod.com.
Yeah, you're that one. Okay. I know who
now
I'm talking to.
Now that we've been introduced.
Yeah, now we've been introduced. Let me just tell you that so many of the same songs get re-recorded by another artist.
I agree with that.
And it's like...
I have...
There's only so many... And here's the thing. Especially if they are like, I'll just call them like quote unquote Christian Christmas songs.
Yeah.
I used to work at a gospel radio station. And from
Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Starting on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This was per policy.
Yeah.
We could start playing Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard to play nothing but Christmas music, only play songs that are actually about Jesus.
Right.
Because all the same, the groups would record all the same songs. So, yep. And I'm like, I need y'all to write some more songs.
There have been some more written, not enough, I will say, because I've been more strict on myself about that this year, about listening to Christmas music that glorifies our Christ directly. Finding songs that do that for
Christmas. Don't get me started. I was about
to say. Need to have a part two. Need to have a part two here.
I'm so down.
But anyways, the majority of the playlist has been repeats of like Go Tell on the Mountain, Oh Holy Night, Away in the Manger, things like that, you know. But I have found more original Christmas music. Granted, some of it's like, okay, you really rushed to write this. But some of it's like, yeah, on Christmas Day.
Why aren't there Thanksgiving songs? Like songs?
Because I think the reason, honestly, because there's so, the same reason that there's so few unique Christian Christmas songs is because they're not getting the point of the season.
Yeah.
There's such a huge variety of Christmas songs out there because they're able to make it about whatever they want. They can make a love song and just add some chimes behind it and boom, it's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Throw in the word cold somewhere in there.
Right. Cold and fire.
Right. Exactly. Cold and fire.
Cold and fire. Much like you and I.
Right. And then you've got a new Christmas song.
I agree 100%.
So, but if you go at it from the right mindset, then it, like that limits it even more. So it's like, yeah, I agree with that. That's why I kind of want to write a Thanksgiving song now that we're talking about.
You should, bro. And I'll play guitar and sing back up.
Well, we've been promised by Abigail that she'll sing a song that we write. So
I'll tell you what, Abigail, we will. Fear not. We are not afraid to cash in.
We have this documented online. Right. So.
So there's one thing about Thanksgiving. With all that being said, there's one thing about Thanksgiving that is absolutely essential.
Okay.
And it is something that has been a staple in my life since I was a child. It's something that, as long as the Lord will help me, will be a staple in my family for generations to come, should he tarry his coming.
Okay.
It's absolutely essential. And it is the meat bag. The meat bag.
I heard you.
What it is like everyone's gone. Everyone's had their fill.
Oh, yeah.
People are cleaning up.
I agree with
probably
this.
Probably me. We're cleaning up. And as we do so, there's a cumulative meats.
Left over. Yes.
And they all just kind of go into the same
big Ziploc bag
that when you reach into it, you come out with like the grease all over your fingers.
Yep.
And you just get, you may have some turkey. You may have some ham. Mm-hmm. You may have some, you know, ribeye, if you're bougie, whatever you do.
For some reason, all I can think of is beef.
But if it, you may have some beef.
Some beef.
But whatever you've got, it's in that bag because it's the meat bag.
Yes.
And the meat bag is the gift that keeps on giving. You're talking about Christmas time. It's Christmas in November, brother.
I want you to know, whenever you tweeted about this, for some reason, I thought, oh my.
You thought of a gift? Like a butcher block gift?
No. I thought it was like a... trigger warning. This is kind of gonna be gross. I thought it was like,
wait, I'm not ready. Okay, now
I thought it was like a sack of like the juice and stuff like that from inside a turkey.
What?
Like, there's like a I don't know if it's an organ or something that you pull out of a turkey. All I can imagine is like a casing, like a sausage casing, full of like some kind of gelatinous I don't want to use the word it, pus,
it, it,
but
it
pus.
Is so much harder to think of that than to think of the real meat bag.
Well, and that's why I was like, why is he looking forward to that? Does he want to like pull it out of the turkey?
Well, I'm a scientist. I'm a surgeon and a scientist. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, friend, it's the actual meat bag.
Yeah, well, that makes more sense.
That's got the ham in it.
Do you, real quick, before we wrap this up, do you have any other traditions for Thanksgiving? Like, are there Thanksgiving traditions?
Are there? For, like, people or for me?
For you, specifically, I'm asking, because I don't know of any for anybody else.
So, for every year for Thanksgiving, it seems kind of different. There hasn't been one that's like, yes, let's do this every year.
Yeah.
It's always changing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's happening currently, like this year, we're going to go over to Sarah's family.
Yeah.
The day before that, we're going to try to see family that's here. Now, granted, it won't be Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
But it's like, I just want to see you. I just want to be with you. So we're going to try to take the day before to travel and do that.
Yeah.
Then we'll be traveling to Louisiana to see her family. And that's really like...
Do you think that turkey is a requirement? For Thanksgiving,
is it
regardless of whether or not you eat it?
Is it a requirement?
Do you think that it's a requirement?
I think yes. I think that...
Even though it's not my favorite.
Really?
I don't like white meat that much.
That's true. Well, you can get the dark meat.
Yeah, but it's the white meat is more readily available at Thanksgiving.
Well, you got to go to the meat bag.
Well.
And get the dark meat. I think it's expected. Like,
exactly.
It's expected, but with that being said... Like, if I went somewhere for Thanksgiving and there wasn't a turkey,
I wouldn't throw it.
I wouldn't be like sad. I'd just be like, is there ham? Now, if there's not ham.
Now that.
If there's not ham.
We riot.
No, let me tell you what happened last year. There was ham.
Okay.
And it had like maybe about that thick, maybe like half an inch thick layer of cinnamon.
No.
All over it.
For those of you that don't remember, Cody is allergic to cinnamon.
I mean, there's the cinnamon.
He's allergic to cinnamon.
And it's the truth.
It is the truth. It's not the lie like I thought it was.
Don't try because I will go to the hospital.
He will perish.
But yeah, so.
The only tradition that I can think of would be making sure everybody says something they're thankful for. As cheesy as Charlie Brownie as it is.
No, I mean, it's fine.
I enjoy that the most.
That is, to me, because it can feel cheesy.
Yeah.
To me, I think it's fine. I only have one condition about it. Okay. Let's not
all say the same thing.
Let's not go in a circle.
Really?
Let's popcorn it. Like, I'm thankful for this. Okay, well, cool. Because the part of it to me.
The expectancy.
It's the dread of
when it gets to your turn.
It's coming. It's like.
I'm next in line.
And then it's like, Cody, what do you think
for us? I'm going to have to introduce myself to the class.
It's like, blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just popcorn it. Because then maybe.
Yeah.
There's a potential for a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, someone may say, oh, well, I'm super thankful for that time that Sarah hit a deer but didn't die.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can then be like, yo, God was so good, is good, you know, that situation could have been so much different. And then someone else may speak up and be like, yeah, X, Y, Z. It can turn into a conversation, a dialogue that takes place, as opposed to, I'm thankful for... my family.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next one where like
my job.
Thankful for my job. Which you should be thankful for those things. It's great to be thankful, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Be thankful, homies.
For sure. And just to be perfectly clear, because I know that we have dozens of listeners and some of them, perhaps two of them, may misinterpret some of the things that I've said. I am not against Christmas. We'll talk about this more.
We will later. Talk about this more.
I'm not against Christmas. I just do feel, in the spirit of what we're talking about today, that Christmas is largely responsible for Thanksgiving being overlooked
and agree
underrated.
I acknowledge and agree with that.
And that's all that matters.
The end.
Because by doing so, you are saying that I am, in fact, correct.
This week on Drop the Bop, I got a good one for you, and I would be so thankful if you would go and listen to it.
I was about to say, I'm so thankful you have a good one for us.
Wow. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. No
problem. This week, it is called Response, and it is by Messengers of Peace.
Ooh.
This one we've recommended a couple of their songs before. They're great. They have wonderful singers. Very, very, very good singers.
I'm sure they're thankful for that.
Right, right. I'm thankful for that
personally.
I'm
thankful for them, yeah.
As of this recording, it just came out last week sometime.
Came out today.
Right, basically. But the course is a little too contemporary for my taste as far as the generic like acoustic guitar and then the repetitive inflections and whatnot. But mm-hmm. the verses...
Ooh, I love a good verse.
The bridge is great. Usually I'm a bridge guy, but they're both verses on this one. Wow, especially the second one, right? That first chord hits, and I literally just almost fall out of my chair.
They got them good lyrics.
They got them good.
Because you know how we are about lyrics.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I need to wait.
You need to check those out.
Did you show me this song?
I did.
Okay. Yes. Recently. Yes, I remember this. Yes. I did not. Like, just listen intently to the lyrics. I think I was doing something podcast related.
That second verse.
I need to go listen to that.
Woo. Yes, absolutely.
If I wanted to do so, how would I find the link?
Well, you would be able to find that on our Instagram and our stories, our Instagram highlight for Apple Music and Spotify. So go check that out, please.
Please do that.
Thank you.
We would be so thankful if you did so.
Wow, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and please share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you, and as always, until next time, be
blessed. Thank you.